Welcome back to KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Andy Klein, for this Friday that's heading into a beautiful weekend of weather in the 70s tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Everyone get out in it and have a great time in it. Next, we're going to be talking to folks from Healthy Alaskans Coalition. Julie Nielsen and Robert Sewell here. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. And Julie, I'm going to ask you to go over on that microphone because I'm realizing this microphone for some reason is not working. So we're going to switch Julie over to mic four. We're calling an audible here.
Okay,
there's
how's
Julie.
That?
Very
all right,
good. How
great.
Are you? Thanks for coming in, you guys. I wanted to ask you about the organization, Healthy Alaskans Coalition. What's sort of the mission of that organization?
Yeah, the Healthy Alaskans Coalition is a group of citizens and healthcare professionals and community leaders, and what we're trying to do is facilitate a public conversation about the problems of the current healthcare system and how those problems could be addressed.
It seems like such a huge, hard to untangle issue.
It
right?
is. Yes, it is. There's so many aspects to it. And that's why our group is diverse. We've got a lot of different reasons that we are interested in it. And for me, myself, I'm a fisheries person. I have my own business. And the reason I'm interested in healthcare reform is because this business of having your healthcare tied to your job is really holding us back from a lot of opportunities, I think, as a nation overall.
Just having that kind of onus of providing healthcare beyond the business.
Yes, exactly.
Is something that, I mean, I think every business I've been in and been involved in the last 20 years, there's the conversations come up with employees about, well, our healthcare, we're going to take in a hit on that, so that's going to affect the budget,
yes,
that sort
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it's sort of something I think we just take for granted as that's just the way it is here.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right. And then there's others of our group that are really, really concerned. They have good healthcare for themselves, but they're tired of having their neighbors do bake sales and GoFundMe to cover their own health care. And it's just not right that they're covered but their neighbor isn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've got other people that are seeing firsthand the effects of cuts to Medicaid. And so we've got the full range of aspects to health care that we want to improve
yeah.
with our group.
Robert, why did you get involved in the organization?
My job is in public health. I've worked in public health for 12 years now. And I think, although I'm here today as part of the coalition and speak certainly just for myself in that regard, but I think that there's a growing worry amongst Americans that a lot of people are being left out. And when they're left out and they're without health insurance, particularly for younger generation folks that are doing more of the gig economy thing, they're kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And if they end up stuck in the emergency room, then either places like Bartlett take that hit or it's passed around to everybody else who has health care coverage, jacking up our cost. And it encourages kind of late date services. So somebody may be really in trouble before they end up seeking help rather than being more proactive, more health promotion, that kind of stuff. And as a society, we just can't keep doing that. Sooner or later, we got to do something different. And we're getting pretty close to the
yeah.
breaking point.
Right.
I mean, I work, as does my wife, for state government. I got gold-plated insurance. Not about me, man. It's about where we're going
yeah.
as a group, as a society.
Well, one thing you guys are doing, you've got a movie coming up that sort of unravels this topic
yeah.
a little bit and compares
yeah.
our health systems, especially to Canada's health system. So tell me about that movie.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. So the movie is produced by a woman who grew up in Canada. She married an American. And they lived first in Canada. They had two kids and were there for about 10 years. And then they moved back to the States. And when they got back there, they were just amazed by how confusing and expensive and awful the system was in the States compared to Canada. And she also heard a lot of misinformation about what Canadians actually think about their own healthcare system. So she decided to produce a movie that talked about in the 50s, U.S. and Canada were pretty similar in their approaches to healthcare, but now they're not. And so they talk about how Canada got universal healthcare and actually interviewed a bunch of individual Canadians to show us an example of what they really think and overall very positive.
When did that happen in Canada? What was the time period when that change started occurring?
It started in Saskatchewan, and this was Tommy Douglas, put it through in Saskatchewan. The people voted it in. This is 1962, I believe. And after when it was going to be implemented, that's when everything went crazy. And there was a doctor's strike. Lasted 23 days. In response to that, they set up a local clinic, and they brought people in from Scotland and UK to serve people. But it was kind of dicey.
Yeah, yeah.
But once they got through it, then people really liked it, and the doctors liked it because they didn't have to worry about
billing
at all. That just went away.
Yeah.
It went away. And so that was found to be very successful in Saskatchewan. And then maybe 10 years later, they had a prime minister of Canada that said, hey, let's do this for the whole country. And to have an incentive for that, they said each province will pay 50% of the cost of doing that. And so that went through for the whole of Canada. And by and large, they are really happy with that system. Tommy Douglas, the guy who first pushed it through, was named the greatest Canadian on they had a 2004 it was a vote of the people, like, who is the most famous Canadian? Mm-hmm. And they chose Tommy Douglas, not, you know, Pierre Trudeau or
– not Geddy Lee.
Or, yeah.
Lead
Gretzky.
Singer of Rush. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Okay. So there's – they love their healthcare system, you know.
Yeah, that's – well, it is amazing.
Exactly.
And were they – now, was Canada the first country to really institute that, or were there other examples?
Oh, no. I don't think they were the first.
Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of other examples. They're all kind of different approaches to universal health care. So they're just one example.
But that idea that health care is a basic right of a citizen of a country versus something that is maybe up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of our members is the remarkable Dr. Carolyn Brown, a long time. And with her husband, George, they've provided services for like ever in other countries and so on. And one of her questions to everyone is, what is health? What is health care? Is it a right? Is it an entitlement? Is it a privilege? And I think most of the folks in our coalition look more for it to be a right, a basic human right. This is what we do. It's kind of like using the utilities or the streets or sewer. It also has to do with each citizen.
I mean, it's not a stretch to think about it as a part of a pursuit of happiness. Right? I mean, that's something we were founded on.
Hard to be happy if you're being chewed up by a disease.
That's right. That's right. And then – so let's talk to – you were saying that when that was instituted in Canada, that was something that was controversial, especially doctors. I would think that is that the same kind of alignment that we still have today in America, the healthcare professionals, maybe insurance companies? Who else are the ones that are sort of – where are the battle lines drawn on this in America today as far as what you guys are saying?
Well, Andy, you're right. Like so often observant, you're right. There are different stakeholders, and when you have a big system shift in whatever topic, then there's tensions, and there certainly are today. We see those played out in the national politic, and here in state and state government that will continue. Certainly, the realignment of the role of the major healthcare insurers, you know, and you could go down the list. Some of the professional associations, depending upon which ones they are, they have different opinions. But there are lots and lots and lots of physicians that are just sick to death of seeing people not get an adequate treatment, appropriate ethical treatment. So they can't afford it. They're iced out. There's so many donut holes, large groups that don't fit. So there are advocacy groups in the AMA and elsewhere that are very interested in moving on to a more equitable distribution, access to health care.
Yeah.
But are there tensions? Are there going to be? Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's an obvious question, but it is – it's interesting to think that in 1962, well over 50 years ago, those were the same battle lines that were kind of drawn up. And although it seems that Canada has gotten through that.
I would say –
are there issues in the Canadian health system today that people would say, well, you know, it's not perfect. These are the things that could get better, that sort of thing?
Oh, I'm sure that there are lots of them.
Yeah.
You know, any system will have them and scope for improvement.
One certainly is. And you see this in Europe. My wife is she's not Canadian. She's Spaniard. But you see more of a broad-based availability of basic health care that is very much easy to plug and play. those services that are more specialized, more refined, more expensive, more dangerous, those may be more of a goat rope to get into. It is true here also, mm-hmm. but if you have a lot of jack, that might be a little bit easier. But that's one of the big differences, that more broad-based availability of what they would call primary care.
Is there an emphasis placed on preventative health care in those systems more? I would guess
for sure, yeah. Because their health care systems are more – they try and do what they would call more population-based planning rather than procedural payments. So they change how the money flows to help the whole population be more healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in contrast to our system where, you know, really it's only people that get paid or when people are sick. There's no incentive for improving public health or prevention with what we've got now. That's something that I would like to see changed.
When you think about your business, what are some of the concrete impacts you've seen to the way the healthcare system is run and the way that it's structured on your business?
Well, really, for me, I'm lucky. I have insurance through my husband. And so for me, the real deal is I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now if it weren't for that. So there's a lot. I look around me and I see opportunity everywhere as an independent business person to make money that's not a traditional job. And that is something that is changing in our society as well. That it's the age of information. We are able to make value with our computer, and we can do that from anywhere. And so in order to – people are discouraged from doing that just because there's no – it's hard to get health care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this just – you feel like there's just money on the table essentially for businesses.
I kind of feel that way, yeah.
Yeah, and for opportunities for individuals. But – if they haven't, I mean, that's certainly true. I know individuals like that. If you haven't figured out your health care first and foremost, then you sort of can't go after those things.
Well, yeah. That's right. Exactly. And also, you know, the problems with the health care system, they're in Canada, they don't have to worry about health care when they're making big life decisions. Do I take this job? Do I start my own company? Do I get married, stay married? All these huge life decisions. Here, health care is a factor in that.
Yeah.
Canada's not.
Well, no matter how you fall on the issue, something really worth talking about, Healthy Alaskans Coalition is there talking about it right now and trying to come up with creative solutions. And one way that they're doing that is fostering a discussion around the healthcare movie that's going to be happening Wednesday, May 29th at 5:30 at the Gold Town Theater. You know, maybe it's still okay to have butter on your popcorn, even though we are talking about health.
Moderation.
I think it's okay. All in moderation. It's okay. Well, Julie and Robert, thanks so much for taking up the issue and being interested in it. And thanks so much for coming in and telling us all about what you guys are up to. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Okay.